you know, sometimes you just do a lot and you gotta get it out.
What were you doing?
I was drinking too much.
Oh, really?
I was too drunk.
You drank too much and you puked at helium?
Yeah, so I wouldn't feel bad the next day.
You force it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you forced puke but got it on your pants?
Yeah.
Alicia did it there.
Yeah.
I
puked on the floor too. I had to clean it up in there.
Helium, you threw up on the
floor. I had to clean it
that
up.
That wasn't intentional. In that bathroom. Was obviously
no, that
a mistake.
Was an accident. That one was a mistake. Yeah.
I just kind of had something like that. The night of that.
Wait, more, everybody. Yeah.
The night of the cellar holiday party, the after holiday party,
yeah.
I blacked out.
Nice.
Yeah, I blacked out.
You don't even drink.
Yeah, I don't drink at all, and I blacked out, and I threw up all over my bathroom floor. That shit was crazy.
So did you wake up to it, too?
Yeah, it was to the point where I started throwing up, and I tried to clean it up with paper, like with toilet paper, ended up clogging my toilet. So now it was just everywhere. So
what
I was
were you
like,
drinking?
Hennessy? Everything. I think I was.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely was drinking Henny and Coke.
Can you imagine getting sick off of fucking Hennessy?
So you not drink at all, or you like have you ever drank?
I do drink every once in a while.
Gotcha, but not a lot.
But when I do, I get fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like a little kid.
To the H-Rock immediately, dude. Got slammed. I thought Hennessy was so cool when I was in high school, and I just couldn't drink it. I'm like, this is
was,
so
what was the other one?
Nasty.
What was the other one? It had like a Q.
No,
you talking about Hypnotic?
Hypnotic.
Yeah.
Hypnotic. Isn't Hypnotic delicious? It's blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's shit. Yeah.
Hypnotic's delicious.
No. Hennessy, as I'm getting older, I realize like Hennessy is terrible, but you drink it to get you at a certain place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all work that way, though, dude. Yeah. Hennessy, so I was so pumped. I was in high school. I had the bottle. I was like, dude, this is the best. And I was like, yuck.
Yeah.
Just couldn't do it.
And Cavassier. Pass the Cavassier.
Coolest bottles, I'll say.
Yeah.
That's how they get them.
True.
That's how they get them, dude.
True.
Oh, man.
The Hypnotic's nasty.
Ant, what's going on, dude?
Not much,
man.
You
got a new podcast.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called We Want More.
We Want More. Oh, because of your last name. I like it.
Yeah, it's this shit is some work.
Podcasting?
Yeah.
Podcast life, dude.
Yeah, it's the pod life.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
Yeah. Everyone wants the pod life. I'm like, you don't understand, dude.
Yeah.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Podcasting 1 hour a week is like doing 60 hours of a normal job.
Oh, yes. It's so hard, dude.
Podcast was a Patreon. That's a 100-hour work week.
Easily.
Mentally? Yeah. Mentally?
And it's also tough because what I'm trying to do, I don't want to be like, you see these TikTok podcasts where it's like they just pandering, giving relationship advice and just arguing about like who should pay rent and stuff like that. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Kill.
You got to do that.
You got to get six slots in the studio.
No, there's other ones too. There's TikTok podcasts where it's just like husband, like a wife is like, and it's really hard for me when I have to think of something. He's like, you're right, babe. I've never thought about that.
They do like relationship.
Dude.
Yeah.
To those guys, dude, to do that shit. There's like girl relationship porn. They're like, wow, babe, when you put it that way, you do have a way harder life than me. I should be more appreciative. Yeah.
Whereas, like, they say just the most common sense shit.
My wife sends them to me, and I go,
oh, no.
Guy's a fucking pussy, dude.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, it's like, it'll be like, it's a lot. When like, I think about stuff more, and, like, you're relaxing, and it's the dude's like, whoa, wow. That's actually a very good point, babe. Thanks for bringing
it. The first time you see it, first time the ball hits him, you're like, maybe that happened.
Yeah. I have a child's brain. It's been proven.
Like they purposely hit him.
Or the ball was just going by and he hit
just
it.
A nice touch.
I've seen some dogs skateboarding.
I've seen some dogs surfing.
I've seen some dogs
bulldogs sitting on the front of a surfboard.
Dude leaning into a skateboard on a fucking boardwalk.
A cat hitting a fucking upper 90.
It was going so fast.
The rest of the thing was a cat at a press conference.
It is funny. Watching like a fat security guard try and catch like a raccoon on a baseball field.
Yeah,
fucking funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I was watching, there's some good animals on field. Compilations on YouTube. You can treat yourself to that.
Can we just bleep what the cat did so no one knows how
In fact, we're gonna attach the intro. I'll send you the video. That's the intro. Cat scoring a goal.
No way a cat can how the heck are you guys?
Both you guys have been sending me that South African guy. Dude, I assume.
Yeah. He's so fucking funny.
He's
locked onto it the way you're locked on to cat videos.
Cat videos are.
I can't get enough of this guy.
Every 10 minutes, he's like, look at this one.
I hate him.
Did I send you the one with the Prince Harry? Harry gave up a whole nation for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Don't you dare settle for anything. Commitment.
His comments are it's just ladies being like, oh my god, finally a nice guy.
I know.
He just it's them doing gorgeous instead of like hot guys being, you know, Pedro Salinas, gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just fucking girls being like, gorgeous. It's about time, guys, stand up. Let's ride.
But he's also like, it's so transparent, like what he's going through. Like, there'll be one where he's like, you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. And then the next one will be like, listen, don't just ghost me. Don't.
It's just like, dude, you ghost me, I ghost you.
Yeah,
you
I
left
saw
me
that
unread,
one.
I leave you unread.
He's like, you'll tell when my love's gone.
Yeah.
He's like, if I don't reply immediately,
dude,
I've already
he's wearing
moved
just
on.
Like a Bart Simpson hoodie. There's like Bart Simpson
that,
on his
that's
a,
apparently like an $800 shirt from Balenciaga.
Sure. Sure.
Someone told me that, and I went, fuck, what the hell?
Dude, he's a sociopath who just reads bumper stickers and like they're powerful. Yeah. And then walks off. It's like, dude, what
I mean,
are you
I've
doing?
Gone on to watch his YouTube vlog, and I think it's very illuminating.
Yeah.
He's just a hot, dumb guy. He's a hot, dumb guy who's plugged into a thing, and it's just like.
That's all you can do these days is if you get, like, you got to get super jacked, and then you can just walk around and put on, like, cool kid clothes.
Yeah.
And say something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got, like, 500,000 followers.
It's a highly profitable endeavor.
He's a consultant.
Actually love girls. And if you were with me, I would be nice to you and I would never be mean. And
I've got like, a couple of these. There's versions of it that is like Western guys. I get cowboys. I get hot cowboys.
Yeah, I remember
guys
this
like
guy.
Cowboy hats. Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like the...
What I would wear on my first date with you. It's a cowboy guy.
It's a Christian cowboy.
Just
right?
riding a horse.
The romance novels for the modern age.
Yeah.
They're just the deconstructed romance novels.
They also do those. There's females that are romance novel authors that make Instagram reels. I was in that hole for a while.
Wait, what?
One girl is like a hockey groupie. So she only writes romantic novels for like hockey. So it'll be like when your boyfriend versus your ex-boyfriend meet on the ice. And it's just like a hockey clip of two guys fighting.
I feel like people that write romance novels, there's no way they're good in bed. You know what I mean? They're just fantasizing about being good in bed.
I bet they're pretty
good. That's all I do. That's all you can do, dude.
Being good in bed.
You know what I mean? Like they're describing these sexual encounters. It's like they've probably never been, you know, fingered in the woods.
No, I bet they're maniacs.
They probably blush. I'd imagine they blush. I mean, just imagine fingering your third grade English teacher. That's all.
It's easier to write. It's easier to write.
I remember which one
done.
It was.
It is a blush.
Dude. I think she's passed away.
Was there any of your teachers in grade school you would have taken down?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. My art teacher, I think she was grooming me.
Really?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
She would come to my house personally, and
we're
gonna
put macaroni
lessons.
On your penis, Tommy.
She was talking.
You
like,
had an art teacher that came and gave you private lessons?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, and she would get
you
close.
Oh, yeah, you're good at art.
You're
though.
Really
you're
good at
art. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, that'd be awesome for an art teacher.
It'd be funny if that's how all the guys in the Renaissance were. Just Tommy's.
So you want me to fucking
I can't do public shits or showers, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Just at my house every time you come here. get naked and shit immediately.
You might have to get bigger windows in that bathroom. To deter him from shitting in there. That came out to here.
Yeah, it stunk out.
Dude,
here.
We listened to a book the whole way up here about like metabolic health, all this stuff. Comes up, he's like, gets a bag of chips. I go, Lemaire, did you not hear anything about fatty liver?
Yeah, if I watch one of those documentaries, it's like, all right, I'm keto. It takes 2 days. It takes 2 days. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Who am I kidding, dude?
Yeah, he was saying that people get fatty livers now from sugar. There's people, it was when you operated on, they ask you, like, do you drink? And if you're, like, drinking more than five drinks a night, they have to hit you with, like, benzodiazepine. When you get a surgery, so you don't hit the fucking DTs. Or in your hospital, I didn't know this, in your hospital bed, they'll give you a couple.
You're not going to get the DTs from five drinks. And
that's what this, dude, that's taking it with Dr. Peter.
Doctors don't drink and they're fucking pussies about it, dude. It bothers me so much. Like, well, you're not supposed to have more than two drinks. Oh, it's like, shut up, dude.
Well, apparently the resveratrol study was complete bullshit, too.
What's that?
The stuff in that was like, it's found in the grape skin. It's like makes mice live to like 500 years old. Total bullshit. They try to replicate that study. Never worked anywhere.
Mice? What?
Well, they're saying like the resveratrol was that stuff. Remember back in the day, like, dude, a glass of wine is actually like good for you. They try to replicate that study. No one ever replicated it. It was nonsense. It was fake news. Pure fake news. But all he was saying is if a guy is upwards of, I think he was saying 5 to 6 drinks a day, after they're coming off of surgery, you got to give them benzodiazepine.
What are we talking? Bud Lights or glasses of whiskey?
Probably three
six,
fingers.
Six glasses of whiskey
probably three
a day.
Probably three fingers.
Yeah, dude. That'll rock you.
But, and everyone's different too, but they were saying there was guys that would be like, the doctor would cut them open and see their liver and be like, what the fuck, dude? I thought you said this guy doesn't drink. Like, he doesn't. And they slowly started to realize that people who are eating a lot of sugar get spotty livers from just sugar. Pretty nuts. I'm telling Lemaire, dude, metabolic disorder is a fucking pathway to the four horsemen of bad health.
Lemaire.
Comes off orders.
You're already galloping, dude. you're on the horse, dude. Don't let them try to take you off.
they kept listing stuff.
Ride that thing, man.
On the way, the whole way over, they would like say stuff, and I would go,
yeah, it's tough. It hurts listening to that shit.
Sorry, Lemaire.
It really blows listening to that shit.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
I was happy to shove that in that doctor's face.
What'd you shove?
When I had my chicken finger stomach.
Like, fuck you.
When I went in there, he was like, how much are you drinking? I told him. I was truthful.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, this is pancreatitis. There's no doubt. Your stomach must be destroyed from this.
What?
And then we got the blood work back. He's like, no, your stomach's just fucked up. I was like, fuck yes, you, dude. Yes, pussy ass. Dude, I knew my blood work was fine.
Pussy ass bitch
you
ass.
You fucking pussy, dude.
Although the blood work gateways keep moving and drifting towards unhealthy. Because it's the meat,
yeah,
it's
like
the average.
Yeah,
so what normal
yeah.
is now is
yeah,
not healthy. Yeah, yeah. They're like, you're normal. You're going to die like every other. I have high, my blood sugar was high when I did mine.
Really?
Yeah, I get the beatus runs in my family, dude. Mm. My pa has the beatus.
My ma has the beatus.
She has the beatus too?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is supposing that's like the, once you stop being able to kind of like process carbohydrates, everything else starts, unless you do something about it, so everything else kind of unravels. Your brain stops working.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, you get deposits.
What I want to hear.
You get little deposits of fat in your muscles that just sit there and they block. It's pretty nuts.
Awesome.
It is actually pretty sick, dude.
Sick.
But he does talk about how sick it fat is, and he goes, dude, like, fat's the most secure place to put your excess carbohydrates. Because if you have too much sugar, you can only
have,
like...
That's what I've been saying.
Dude, I was kind of pumped about that. He was like...
That's what I've been saying, dude.
You have, like, 5 milliliters of sugar in your entire bloodstream at all times, he was saying, like, glucose.
That was me and Billy teaming up to bully one person.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was... The guard dog.
Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail, dude. Last night, I was the nail.
They got you.
Yeah, they got me.
What kind of stuff were they saying?
It was just freaking...
We don't need to talk
just junk?
Class A psyop, dude.
Was it really?
Yeah, I fell.
Did it work, or were you able to understand?
It was a psyop that he fell right into.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I wasn't prepared. I thought I was amongst friends, dude.
He thought he was amongst friends, and he wanted to show us somebody on... We asked for him to show us somebody on Instagram.
Sure.
I think you probably know.
I'm aware.
So he finally was like, all right, fine. Because we were like, dude, what the heck?
First mistake.
It's not a big deal.
Gave in to the friendly angle on you.
Yeah, me and Billy sitting on a bench together like, come on, man. And then as soon as he gave it, we were both like, ah.
Oh, they friendlied you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good cop.
And yeah, that does
it. It was like, dude, what the fuck's your problem? Yeah, we're friends.
We're fucking buds. Oh, no.
But yeah, there's one thing about Jamaica that I didn't like. It was a very, very nice resort. It was like sickest place I've been. But it's just that thing where it's like a bunch of rich white people.
Yeah.
Then just black workers in like white gloves.
Yeah, dude.
And like uniforms.
Yeah. They get very slavey at those places.
Yeah.
I'm telling
they
you.
They do. I mean, the place was designed like I've been there. The place is designed like a plantation.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, do you want a butler? It's like, no. Stop.
No. I feel bad.
Dude. It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
They even the DR, they do it, and the DRs get racist on the Haitians. They give the Haitians like the shit fucking jobs. You have to walk around and watch just like multi-levels of fucking
Yeah, you
racism.
Get to watch the Hispanics be mean to the Haitians. Yeah. But you gotta watch out. Every once in a while, those Haitians will get a little rowdy.
They'll curse you, too.
Yeah, they'll curse you with a little
dude,
voodoo.
They were telling us. They were like, that's the one. There was a guy. They fucking hate them openly. So like these fucking, like the guy working there would be like, these fucking Haitians, man. They've been coming over here, blah, 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 blah. And he
taking our derbs.
Taking our goddamn derbs. And then he basically was like, he said something like, yeah, but you got to be careful because they will hex you. So that's the only reason they respect them is because of voodoo.
The looming axe above their head, which is a voodoo curse.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep the chickens and like bones away from them. If you see them collecting chickens and bones, you're like, yo,
dude, we're what cool. The fuck's we're good? Friends. Yo, I've been good to you. Don't you dare.
Go weed in the shade, all right? Just fucking give me that chicken and bones.
The Haitians,
they're terrified. The Haitians will rise up. Like, I'm rooting for Haiti as a country to rise up.
They've risen up.
They got it in
them. They became a country.
I know.
They macheted a lot of people.
Yeah, man.
That was a real oversight by the French.
What, to be like?
There was like...
You know we're boys, right?
There were like 10 white dudes surrounded by a million slaves, and they were like, let's give them machetes to work the sugarcane fields.
True.
These guys are never going to...
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we're boys, right?
Yeah, we're all good.
Like, I know you can't like do a lot of the stuff you'd like to
do.
That
was scary stuff. I talked to you about that, because there's a podcast on it, Revolutions Podcast, and it got scary.
Yeah, dude.
Those dudes, when they started rising up, they would all have messiahs, and they would all go into like the jungle and do like witchcraft with like blood and sacrifice and shit, and then they'd go machete everybody.
Yikes.
Yeah, scary guys.
That's terrifying.
And then those peaceful Dominicans were just like, what the heck?
The hell? We're just trying to run an honest resort. We're just
trying to play baseball. We're trying to play baseball. Sammy Sosa.
We're just training our 14-year-olds to be baseball stars.
Yeah, but I've run into this before. In New Orleans, mm-hmm. I went to a place that was like this.
Yeah.
It was very like just black dudes in like bow ties and gloves.
It's not fun. They got to strike.
How are you, sir? I'm just like, all right, man. Yeah. You all right? Are you all right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, man, I don't enjoy that whole setup. And it needs to.
Four days a week. Yeah. He's like, what do you have? Like three. They always say that bullshit. Yeah. They're like, what do you have? Like three drinks? It's like, no, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No one has three fucking drinks 4 days a week. If you're drinking 4 days a week, you're not drinking three drinks.
They tell you on every commercial, please enjoy responsibly.
Unless you're like a mom.
Dude, Coors Light or Bud Light would be furious to know that you're not enjoying the products responsibly like they're asking.
No, yeah, I know. Actually, yeah. People are like, how come he's not sponsored? It's like, because I drink 20 beers every time I'm on camera. They can't be like, nice. They literally can't be like, this is good.
Yeah, true.
So, what are you doing over there?
Checking the shot.
Putting your spectacles on.
Checking the shot.
But the doctor comes in. He's like, how many are you drinking? I was like, about, I don't know, like 10.
10.
He's like, so you're having 40 drinks a week. And I was like, yeah, if you're going to be a dick about it.
Well, they come you get big. Well, sometimes they come in bigger cans. So more like true. 35, 30.
True. It's like sometimes it's a pitcher. I use Phil math. I'm like, I had two drinks.
Yeah, it's a pitcher.
Two pitchers. He was nice though. He was courteous. He was like, I don't mean this. He was like trying to like, he was like, trigger warning.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to shame you.
You are drinking excessively.
Like, he's like, I'm not judging you for that, but just by the sheer liquid volume, I'd say it's a lot.
So then, but it was funny too. I was hitting him with the fucking, but yeah, it's like, it's just light beers. It's not, still like, no, that's still, I was like, it's not like I'm chugging liquor, you know? And he was like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
that's so fucking funny.
So he diagnoses pancreatitis immediately.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was like, if it hurts there and you drink excessively,
The pancreas produces insulin,
that's your
right?
liver. Oh, yeah. He gave me the whole pressure test. It fucking killed. He pressed the bottom of my like abdomen and I was like, it all hurt, dude. My stomach was fucked.
You might have gastritis. The pancreas produces insulin, right?
Yeah.
I believe
that was another thing. I was like, fuck, I finally got fucking diabetes. I knew that was coming. There was a moment where they left the room and I was just sitting in the doctor's office and I was like, I mean, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I knew this day was coming.
True.
If it's party time all the time, eventually you're going to be sitting on a paper fucking.
Like, I was just thinking about
it. Disgusting, crinkly paper mat.
I was just thinking about it.
Alone with the fucking lighting. Just like,
yeah.
Fuck, I knew it was coming one day.
Yep. That's
the life we live.
True.
I knew it was coming. First off, that day is coming for everybody. You can either have a good time before it happens, or you can be a fucking bitch your whole life.
Yeah.
And then just get cancer for no reason.
True. You get bitch cancer.
Get fucking girl lung cancer. You never even smoked. Pussy.
I knew I shouldn't have lived in a metropolitan area. Yeah, but, no, you can't. You can't get. You know, I try to honor my bodysuit, my Earth suit. Yeah, but
I understand.
You also can't get too attached. You're right.
I understand.
I've been too attached when I was younger. You can get fucked up from trying to be too healthy. It'll genuinely fuck you up. Like, wait, should I have this? Am I allergic to nightshades? And it's like, no, you're just being anxious about food. Yeah, you have to let go of the Earth suit eventually.
So then we run a blood test. I get the results. Turns out, first off, blood pressure again. Great.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it. Keeps happening.
That's awesome.
Then we get this. I get the blood results. Everything's good. Literally everything's good.
That's awesome.
I've been dreading going to the doctor for so long. I was like, I definitely have diabetes. My liver's definitely failing. My heart's exploding right now. For sure, my heart's exploding. No, all good.
What were the panels for the blood? Did they go like, obviously they probably did blood sugar?
I couldn't understand them. I had to look all of them up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was everything. You'd stack three of them on top of each other.
And they'd all just come at the, oh. It's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. Ma'am.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would've liked it. She came in the room and she was looking for her laptop and it was in the bed and I was like, what do you want? And she goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. And I go, what do you want? She goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. It's a fun little trick. You can get a
very good
if you trick. See somebody looking for something, hit them with, what do you want?
When do you want it?
And then they go, now. And then you start a chant. You go, what do you want?
Tightwads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah.
I got some insider information. Because I was worried because I was like, oh, damn, but all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tightwads from L.A., my agents.
My tightwads. My TWs. Talking
my tightwads.
Oh, my God. What did TWT say, dude? Tightwad team.
My team, I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tightwads.
My boy Dusty used to, he would come up to you during class. He would stand in the middle of class and go, I have to pass gas. Who should I pass it to?
Oh.
And you got to pick the victim, and he would put his ass on their desk and fart.
Oh.
it's the funniest thing possible.
Dude, we were learning animals one time in Spanish, and this one guy just goes up, and he goes, like we're talking, we're doing like Leo, lion. He goes, and then the one guy goes, Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish? It was the stupidest thing. And the father goes, there's no such thing as a shrinking water buffalo. He got all mad and serious. Boys, we come here to learn, not mess around. He just asked about the shrinking water buffalo. Oh, my God.
Getting mad about it is so fucking funny.
He got all furious. Boy.
Oh, I guess, you know what? I give him credit. That would fucking piss me off. I'd be like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Shrinking water bottle.
That's stupid. Do not be a stupido.
Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo? It's better. Boys, that's not a real animal. Some boy, he would get so mad.
I got one in fifth grade. We had a sex guy come in.
Oh.
And I was like, is it possible for men to like men? And is there a word for that? And he was like, he walked over to me. It was like, are you joking? And I was like, no, I got so scared. I was like, no, I'm totally serious. And he's like, it's called being gay.
Usually at that moment, my path is before me, dude. This is the funniest thing in the world.
That was the funniest thing I've ever done.
It was so funny. Like, are you fucking with me?
He really did.
Okay, well, it's called being gay.
It's called being a homosexual.
Guys jerk guys off sometimes.
Sometimes guys pleasure other men. Sexually.
I'm glad you're not fucking around about this.
He knew I was fucking around. He got me immediately.
Fuck. How fun would that be, though, to give that talk to those kids and to have them being like fucking around with you and just being like, It's called a blowjob. Yeah. Your mom probably sucks your dad's dick every night.
Your mom blows your father.
Like your parents probably practice this too. It's nothing wrong with it. And have kids like,
yeah,
that'd be so. That would be so funny.
Kids, eyes up here,
dude. That would be.
This
nice.
Is a cream pie.
We should start a thing that's called Turn Up for Sex, and we go to schools and like talk to kids, but we make it fun.
And we wear drag costumes.
Turn Up for Sex, y'all. Just like fifth, just like inner city youth.
Yeah, get a box.
Like, what's up, y'all? We're here to talk about getting pussy.
We're here to talk pussy.
Some of you might be fucking right now. What I'm saying to that is, oh, hell no. Y'all way too y'all way too young to be fucking.
Damn, you've got a little gas. Go to Barbie alone, dressed up.
Dude.
There were a ton of dudes there. In dude. Pink.
What?
Yeah, everybody dresses up for this. And there were dudes everywhere.
Dude, it'd be so funny to go there and like right in the middle of it, a quiet part, be like, oh fuck, I'm coming. And is that everyone like,
oh, I'm gonna fucking shoot.
No, I'm gonna fucking come.
Yeah.
You can yell that, right?
When I saw those guys in pink, I was like, oh, this is what that fucking teacher meant. These are the gay guys. I haven't seen one yet. Homosexual, that was it.
You should get that teacher's information and call him up. Call him back. Like, you were right. There's one. Guys, you were right about that. I didn't believe you.
You weren't wrong, dude. There are guys.
I went to the Barbie movie. I followed two men in the Barbie movies. And
I was going to
kissing.
See Oppenheimer, dude. I like chicks.
So I can say
what's happening.
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making. I'm just setting it out, dude. Ceremoniously, it's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know.
Well, I'll tell you something, Matt. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. This is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. See it on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite characters. This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
No, I'm not.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just...
How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad...
You're doing
things
this on
have been
purpose,
great. Things have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop the
trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude. Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me. Here.
Get a spit out.
Get a spit out of that. Dude, hold
wow.
that thing. Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man.
That is
nice,
a
beautiful
man.
Piece here, the leather.
Dude, I'm dead.
We had a German girl. Yeah, we called her German Scheiße, which is just German shit.
We would just call her the German Scheiße.
Was this in college or high school?
This is high school, and I took a speech class with her.
You called her the Scheiße?
Yeah, we called her German Scheiße.
What did she say? Was she just like...
I don't know. She was hot, too.
I bet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, back.
But we had to... I had speech class with her, and it was the funniest...
Oh, like
because yeah, public speaking class. So you just had to give speeches. Saying,
yeah,
she would just go up and she couldn't speak English. And
she didn't rouse the masses.
I thought it, yeah, she was like. Anytime she spoke, I would be howling loud.
Oh God!
I would just see her trying to read a paper, and I'd be like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." Yeah.
Oh God! How was your public speech class?
It was very, very fun.
What'd you speak on?
Just he would the teacher. He was the drama teacher. So he was gay?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Definitely probably.
Off the record, my dad got fucked up because they went to the same bar and called him a fudgebacker. He goes, you fucking fudgebacker.
That is off the record. You have
off
to
the record. Off the record. Fudge record. Packer is.
Oh my god!
Fucking wild, dude. That was a long time ago.
What'd he say? Was he like, ha ha?
I think he did with that Asian guy in the video. Dude. Just ducktail.